Bin Laden, done.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
From Saudi rich kid to world's most wanted terrorist, the Osama bin Laden bio ends in a mansion in Pakistan in a firefight with Navy SEALs. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, May 2nd, and philosophically, it's a whole new day in the so-called war on terror. After a methodical tracking of trusted bin Laden associates, the zeroing in on a huge walled mansion inside Pakistan, and then years of training by a specially hand-picked team of Navy SEALs, the final order given on Friday and green-lighted yesterday afternoon by President Obama, Osama bin Laden was killed yesterday in a firefight, his body taken by U.S. soldiers. Word of the death is rippling around the world, and crowds started gathering immediately at Ground Zero here in New York, where we go live to my co-host Celeste Headlee in a crowd near Church Street and Vesey in downtown Manhattan. Celeste?
Hi, good morning, John. We are just across the street from the World Trade Center site and in front of the 9/11 Memorial Preview site. I'm told by the police officers here that at one point there were hundreds, perhaps thousands of people. They dissipated during the late hours of the night, and people have just started gathering again, some of them coming from more than an hour away to gather here in front of the World Trade Center site.
Why are people saying they came? What motivated them? A range of emotions at this hour?
I think so. I mean, in fact, I don't think people really know why they came or why they decided to, in some cases, travel long distances. In some cases, call out sick from work to be here. I'm not sure they can articulate it, but many people say that the emotion was so strong that they just felt they had to be on site and even more than on site, be with other New Yorkers at this point.
And people from around the world, as we've known over the last 10 years, Ground Zero has become a pilgrimage site of all shapes and descriptions there. I gather the area is barricaded by police and there's a strong police presence down where you are right now, Celeste?
There is. They have barricades blocking off a number of streets, and I've seen dozens of police officers standing patiently and watching.
And as far as the site itself is concerned, is it dressed any differently? Are construction workers, holding American flags, that sort of thing? It's been a construction site pretty much 24/7 since the beginning.
I haven't seen any activity inside the construction site itself. There have been a couple people in hard hats walking around. They're not holding American flags, but there is no dearth of American flags out among the crowd, I'll tell you that. Plenty of people draped in the flag and walking around. At this point, I think sometime over the night, it became less a solemn event and more of a kind of celebration. But women are using the flags as scarves to keep themselves warm. And lots of people are wearing them wrapped around their waist, draped over their shoulders. There's American flags in abundance. Like I said, there's people beginning to gather now. I don't know if you can hear the crowd.
I can, Celeste.
Yeah, what? People arriving on subways and by cabs. I imagine the crowd is going to get bigger.
Well, it's an extraordinary moment, Celeste Headlee, there in the middle of Ground Zero, live via Skype for us. The first celebrations, it's fair to say, at Ground Zero, at that location in downtown New York, in 10 years, celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden. And there are people gathered as well in front of the White House. Here's some sound. Those people gathered shortly after the information was rippling across the globe via Skype, via Twitter, and via Facebook and all other sorts of electronic transmission. We're going to check the markets quickly and keep you updated on this story all morning long. First, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up on the bin Laden story. Futures are up on the death of Osama bin Laden. The Dow gets underway at 12,810. The S&P opens at 1,363 and the Nasdaq at 2,973. Reaction from around the world and here in New York. Celeste Headlee is live at Ground Zero, and we're watching this story. Osama bin Laden dead in Pakistan.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
Thank you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.